Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, happy 420 day, y'all. Happy 420 day. You know, I'm kind of out of sorts today. Maybe I forgot my CBD today. Those day trips to Syracuse can take a lot out of you. Hey, special thanks to Wendy and the gang from Nature Time up in Syracuse for hosting a great event. We were up there and lecturing. It was a great crowd. Really raucous and happy and laughing a little bit. A few people fell asleep, but I kind of warned them when I get into the egghead science stuff. No, we had a good time up there. Except that the sun, when it shines, it doesn't produce much heat. And I'm confused. I'm still confused about that. But then I have been corrupted by Florida, where it is warm pretty much year-round. So I won't ask for any sympathy. No violins necessary. So welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday edition. We are kicking into gear here. I don't know when Super Don's going to join us. I don't think I can hear him. So Patrick, help me out. When you can get my humble and lovable producer connected in, let me know. In the meantime, we're going to carry on and kick it into gear. It's Advanced Medicine. Every week we start with Dr. Rashid Bitar, and we've got some great stories. In fact, there's one thing, 97% correlation. I don't know if I could say that correctly, but 97% of the people with cancer have had this one particular medical procedure, and Dr. Bitar wants to talk about it. Coincidence? I don't think so. We'll get to that. Also, GMOs and Dr. Oz and AstroTurfers, what's going on with Columbia and the letter to Columbia by the 10 doctors supposedly calling out Dr. Oz as a fraud. We're going to get to that in just a moment. And, of course, a 420 event on the Robert Scott Bell Show would not be complete without Master Bong. We're going to hear from Master Bong seeing a year after full-on legalization in Colorado. How is 420 day happening? What's changed? What's shifted? What are the trends that are going on? And one other thing to consider, Paul Offit probably had way too much aluminum in his breast milk substitute all those years ago. What other reason could he say he loves aluminum and babies and fetuses need it for development? All right, all that and more, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Dr. Oz being attacked. It's not Dr. Oz attacks, it's Dr. Oz being attacked by these 10 doctors. Wrote a letter to Columbia saying, get him off, remove him. He doesn't belong in that Ivy League institution because he talks about green coffee beans and weight loss. How dare he? And, of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger, Natural News, what we've done here as well, point out the fact that it doesn't take much to look into the signatories, if you will, on that letter to find out what. Well, one of the guys, the main guy, was indicted and convicted on Medicaid fraud. Served 47 months and had lots of fines. Super Don, you didn't pay that fine for him, did you? I'm thinking he didn't because he's silent. No? All right. Well, we'll patch him in a moment. So what it turns out to be, as we looked at this story and we scratched our heads once again and said, where is the mainstream media? Because, listen, don't they have the budget to look into these things, to ask questions, to dig a little deeper? Or have they laid everybody off that has any brains at all? any ability to be legitimate reporters. And just as we were about to go to air earlier today, we were getting the stories wound up and rounded up. CNN came out as if they had read Mike Adams' piece on Natural News almost to the word and called these 10 people astroturfers. Astroturfers, using the term Cheryl Atkinson brought out as well. Yes, astroturf. You know that concept.
There it is.
Welcome to the show.
The word of the day.
AstroTurf. Definitely astroturf.
Yes.
So anyway, this guy, Dr. Bob Arnett, appears on CNN, was interviewed today on CNN earlier today about this issue, about the attacks on Dr. Oz, which, by the way, are ramping up even higher. Vox now just came out and said, there's a new WikiLeaks document revealing the inner workings of the...
Dr. Oz in Wiki? What the heck?
I know, WikiLeaks. What did he do, right? This was released with all the... Remember the Sonys and all of the emails from Sony? And that they say somehow Dr. Oz talked about, you know, a product from Sony. One of his show's producers talked about it. It's like, dude, if you want to do a show, and I don't care what show it is, unless you're in public broadcasting and you get these grants from Big Pharma, which technically is another quid pro quo if you know what their agenda is at PBS and things like that. But there is no, unless you are, let's say, can Ross Perot, does he have enough money to start his own network without advertising? But he's still going to promote Ross Perot.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe he still does have
Ross Perot.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. I got a new radio show. No,
you see what I mean here?
Exactly. Now the thing is, what is news about promoting, let's say, an advertiser? Do you think that the mainstream news would exist without Big Pharma money? And yet they're going to say, well, we found this WikiLeaks thing that maybe they promoted a product. But technically, I think actually, Dr. Oz is pretty good about not selling products on his show, not benefiting from anybody or anything he talks about. Yeah. Maybe a producer snuck one in. I don't know. But really, that's the scandal they're going after now?
So
they're going to double down on this?
They have health applications and things and apps for, you know, keeping track of your health and jogging and exercise and stuff. So what's the big deal?
He covers a lot of things. I can't believe I'm defending Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
But listen, he does more good than harm. I will say that. You know, of course, we disagree on vaccinations, but then his wife apparently disagrees with him on vaccines. But that's another story altogether. That's not why we're talking Dr. Oz right now. They're calling him out saying he's promoting quackery. He's not scientific. We'll get to evidence-based medicine with Dr. Bitar a little later. But in this interview on CNN, Dr. Bob Arnett, very well-known chief medical correspondent, former NBC chief medical correspondent, comes to his defense and calls out these astroturfer doctors. You got to hear this. This is really cool.
The most interesting part of this is this letter. First of all, it's not from the Columbia faculty. It's from 10 physicians, all of whom have industry ties. And if you look carefully at the letter, what it's really about is that the industry is furious that he has taken on genetically modified crops.
Stop the presses. That just happened on CNN. They said exactly what we've been saying.
The clouds have parted. The sun is shining through.
The sun is shining, and there's actually warmth coming from CNN. Wow. Ted Turner, what are you going to do? You going to buy it back now?
Wow.
That's crazy. Bob Arnett, the chief medical, this is incredible. Now, what else does it recognize? You got to hear it. Who was the main letter writer? Was he a fraud? Could it be? Let's hear from Dr. Bob Arnett.
Right. So you basically have industry henchmen who are after Dr. Oz here. One of them, in fact, head of this American Council on Science and Health, spent time in federal prison for Medicaid fraud. So I'd be very careful about who has written this letter.
Whoa. He called him out. By the way, I know it's Arnott. I was thinking
it's
of
Arnott,
a friend. Who was the guy that during the first Gulf War? Arnett. Peter Arnett.
Yeah, Peter
See,
Arnett.
In my mind, I CNN Peter Arnett. I actually knew his son, Peter Arnett's son.
Well, here is Mr. Arnott reporting from the front lines of the battle against Dr. Oz, right?
Yeah, and there's more.
Yes.
And wait, there's more. I mean, the media coverage that came out blasting, oh my gosh, Dr. Oz is being called out, right? That's how it was. They're actually acknowledging that it was a little bit biased, a little bit premature.
So perhaps you're saying that the initial media coverage of this story, it really came up on Friday, became bigger here over the weekend, is being misleading because it's not addressing exactly who these physicians are.
It is, you know, and they do this kind of thing all the time. They're called AstroTurf groups.
Whoa.
That is, they appear to be grassroots groups representing real consumers, but in fact, they are the henchmen of industry here, and that's what you're looking at with this letter. So I think the careful, you know, the media often gets swept up by this. They say this is a great story.
Hmm.
They get swept up by it. They report it, but they don't look at who wrote that letter.
Exactly. The simplest of things that can be done, that you did, Super Don, that, you know, Mike Adams, anybody, even not a professional media person could find this stuff, and yet they couldn't, and CNN is actually covering it. Now, I wonder if they're going to lose the support of Monsanto, or the Monsanto hit team is going to go to CNN Center in Atlanta and spray everybody down with glyphosate. Now, Dr. Oz is supposedly coming out with a statement. I don't know exactly what it is, but he's certainly got a lot of ammo to go back on, and we're going to find out what that might be.
Dr. Oz's statement is that I bring the public information that will help them on their path to be their best selves. We provide multiple points of view, including mine, which is offered without conflict of interest. He went on to say that doesn't sit well with certain agendas which distort the facts. He's saying that these 10 physicians are among them.
So he's offering information, even his opinion, that is without conflict of interest. I don't know his all of his business dealings. Obviously, he's got a good contract. He's making good money doing the show. There are advertisers. You know, what am I going to say about that? But clearly, what's not being revealed outside of now the CNN report in the old media is that there is a massive campaign to oust, to get rid of Dr. Oz, because he's just gone beyond the pale by coming out against Monsanto's GMOs. They got lots of money, they got their hit squads, and they're coming for Dr. Oz. What's going to happen next? Not sure. Now, what if his show was on CNN? Dr. Bob Arnott has a perspective on that as well. Not sure I agree, but let's see.
If this show were on CNN, it would be like a Brian Williams scandal in the sense
really?
That, you know, he would say things that are not... Well, sure. I mean, look at this. You know, look at what happened to Brian Williams and Nancy Snyderman. I mean, there's certain sort of, you know, rules here, and that is, you know, it has to be, you know, you have a wonderful correspondent there, Sanjay Gupta. When he reports something, it's going to be in the medical literature, it's going to be the strongest part
really?
Of academic medicine, and it's going to be evidence-based, and that's not true for all of the segments on Dr. Oz's show. So sure, if this were on a network, it would be a scandal.
All right, no. See, this is where I disagree with Dr. Barb Arnott, because CNN lies regularly. It's not a big deal to them. That happens all the time. And also, if we look at the evidence-based issue, Dr. Gupta has been great on weed. Yes, he has. But on vaccines? No. Everybody that's promoting vaccines is not supported by the medical literature. In fact, they don't read the medical literature, because if they did, they couldn't in good conscience hire Elmo and the Surgeon General to promote them. And that's where we're going next, my friends. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And puppets, too. That's right, puppets, too. Sunny day, keeping those shots away. Oh, man. Elmo, do we have a tackle me Elmo doll? Tackle Elmo.
Actually, it should be inject me Elmo, shouldn't it?
Yo, inject me Elmo, tackle me Elmo, whatever it is. But, man, Elmo deserves to be pummeled along with the Surgeon General, Dr. Murphy, as he, what does he do? Well, it's National Infant Immunization Week, right? It's National Medically Assault Innocent Little Babies Week, the federal government has declared.
Yay!
Hooray! Woohoo! The kids are not going wild. The crowd is not going wild. Elmo, the cute puppet from Sesame Street, the Muppet, has teamed up with the new Surgeon General to market products, vaccines, from the pharmaceutical industrial complex that carry no liability. They can kill your viewers, Elmo. Do you even care? Conflicts of interest to kick off National Infant Immunization Week? Got any? How is this constitutional? Tackle Elmo at this point.
Could be illegal. It could be Jeffrey illegal. Jackson has a good article out talking about how it might be violating some laws.
We have it linked up. But let's hear from Elmo directly about what this is all about.
Why does Elmo need a vaccination anyway?
That's a good question, Elmo. Let me ask you this. Do you carry an umbrella when it rains?
Oh, well, of course. Elmo wants to stay dry.
Do you wear a helmet when you ride a tricycle?
Of course. Elmo wants to stay safe.
Just like an umbrella protects you from the rain and a helmet protects you from hitting your head, a vaccine protects you from germs.
Somebody didn't put the helmet on the Surgeon General. Those were horrible. Those were horrible analogies. How is a vaccine like an umbrella? Do suddenly every germ on the planet bounce off of you and not enter you? They're violating the umbrella. They're taking a sledgehammer to the umbrella to make sure the rain gets in by injecting it.
Do you inject yourself with rain guard?
Unbelievable. Yeah, right? Unbelievable. And a helmet. The helmet has lots of holes in it. Of course, they say so air can get in. But in this case, it's so they can inject you with toxic heavy metals. Does Elmo like that? Does Elmo even know about that?
Antibodies are like superheroes. They can spot the germs a mile away and kick them out before they ever make you sick.
So antibodies are the best superheroes ever.
Isn't that interesting? Bring it in the Marvel Comics universe. Antibodies are like superheroes because they can spot the bad guys a mile away. How many times have you heard my analogy? Which is much better than the Surgeon General's. That is, what good is your ability to see the bad guy, the muggers coming to get you, if you have no ability to get up and run the hell out of the way? Escape. You cannot escape because they've disabled your immune system by saying, well, we'll artificially stimulate antibodies so you can see the bad guy, but then we're going to tie you to the chair so you can't get away. Not so smart in my book, but in Elmo's book, who gives a flip? It's all Sesame Street.
Nice to see you again, Elmo. You're all ready for your vaccination.
A little, but how about this? Turn around and sing a little song.
Oh, okay. Elmo loves to sing songs.
Lovely, lovely. Use the Muppet to disengage the children and medically assault them. Will it hurt a little? Yes, it might kill you, Elmo.
But just sing
it
a song.
It might, if you were a real boy and not a Muppet, it could give you Guillain-Barré. You could have paralysis. You could have seizures. Febrile seizures. You could have a fever of a 105, a 106, and nearly die of brain damage. Oh, I know. It's just RSV going bonkers on vaccines. No. Injecting kids in violation of their informed consent or their parents' informed consent by making it all cutesy and telling us that antibodies are superheroes, oversimplifying it to tell you that a vaccine syringe is like an umbrella or a helmet. If you could disable your ability to ride the bike, perhaps. Vaccines do not strengthen your immune system. If they are successful at artificially inducing an antibody response, that doesn't guarantee you won't get sick. Case in point, the measles, the mumps, all of these things where the kids have been fully vaccinated and they still get it. And then what are they going to do? They're going to blame the kids.
Wait, that is so easy. Why doesn't everybody get a vaccination?
That's a good question, Elmo. That's a good question.
Let's blame the parents.
That is creepy.
Yeah, isn't it? It's a good question, but you're not allowed to answer it. And if you do, we will shout you down. We will yell at you. We will call you names and say, you're not a real doctor. Talk to Dr. Suzanne Humphrey. Hey, let's talk to Dr. Rasha Batar a little later. And let's talk about Dr. Paul Offit, who's got aluminum for brains. After this break, we will. Stick around. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and a little bit of irreverence necessary to save your immune system legitimately.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Barichero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies, so this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand as hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration, water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, it's like this SB 277 in California. Now that the parents have rallied around it, it's going to be a difficult task. I'm not going to say they're not going to try and remove these exemptions because, you know, this healthy adults 2020 thing. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny wrote a long one about that. We've linked it up before, talking about this agenda to basically grow the market for the drug and pharmaceutical vaccine industry. And as people were leaving in droves prior to the implementation of Obamacare 100 years after the Flexner report was published,
in 1910, we had this continual flight from the drugs, from the vaccines. Very small, relatively speaking, because we still are the number one users of drugs on the planet, those of us here in the United States of America. Not here on this show so much, but what was the number? It was the other day, it was like $436 billion we covered. It was larger than the military budget of China, Russia, and the U.K. combined.
$374 billion, I believe.
$374, yeah. Okay. And so they've got to stop, what is it, the hole that's leaking, you know, the people that are escaping. So, of course, Obamacare puts a fake mandate together and says you can't escape, you have to participate in insurance. What does insurance cover? Drugs. That's it. Pharmaceutical drugs, not the homeopathic kind. And in this way, we, you know, force the people into accepting something that they don't want. And here the vaccine issue, rearing its ugly head every day. Another scandal, another this, another thing. What's the next Disney measles? Is it going to be the Six Flags mumps? You know, what are they going to come up with to try and say, hey, you know, you kids, you moms are not allowing the kids to be vaccinated. We got a story from the L.A. Times, hopefully we can get to with Dr. Batar. You'll never believe what they're claiming. The L.A. Times is claiming a kid that's unvaccinated being allowed to come to public school. What is that akin to? All right? Sending your kid to school with what? You can call us if you know it already. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Click on any of the banner links. Say thanks to the sponsors. Yes, we acknowledge we do have sponsors here from time to time. We'll talk about those things, but it's because I utilize them. We have a pretty strong litmus test before they come on board here. 866-939-BELL. So we got the vaccine thing, and it's backfiring. The New York Times, in fact, in an editorial last week said, whoa, 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 maybe we've pushed too hard, too fast on this vaccine mandate exemption or exemption to the mandates. We wanted to, you know, stop it from personal, philosophical, and religious exemption, but looks like the people have pushed back in every state that they've tried it so far. None of them have been successful. It's not time to go to sleep on it, but it's an interesting thing that when you push a little too soon, you learn blowback. And I believe that's what's happening with the Dr. Oz thing as well, Super Don. They pushed him, and it's become, we didn't think the mainstream media would cover it. CNN just did, but evidently, this thing is going to go viral when Dr. Oz probably calls out those 10 doctors that signed that letter for being astroturfers, for it being fraudulent themselves.
Well, as it should. And listen, I mean, it's just, I ever since I jumped into that darn rabbit hole of denialist, denialism, science, and all that stuff, because, you know, listen, we've been working together doing the show thing and stuff for a long time, and I finally, I was just like, you know, what are these guys about? What makes these guys tick? And, oh, man, I wish I had taken the other pill. Morpheus, what did you do? But, yeah, I mean, it seems like what happens is these guys will put their sights on somebody, and then they'll go after them without realizing that, guess what? You guys are human, too. Guess what? You guys make mistakes. You're not always right. And, hey, you've done things in the past, and, hey, you're fallible. If you cut, you're going to bleed. And so it's like they push, and they haven't been expecting a blowback, I think.
No, because they never really used to get one.
For a long time. No.
They never used to get one.
Times have changed, and the reason for that is that, look, you know, back off. You know, you're getting in my grill here, and I just want to do what I want to do for myself and what I want to do for my health, and now you're attacking me. And so now you're starting to see some people, you know, who are pretty sharp, you know, that have resources and that are organized now, that when these guys push, they're getting a blowback, and now we're starting to point out, hey, look at you. You're calling Dr. Oz a fraud, and you went to prison for fraud. Who are you?
Yeah,
and the other
incredible one,
I just found out about today. I guess I'm kind of late to the party.
Uh-huh.
But there's this blogger called Science Babe.
Yes, that's the answer to the food babe. That's right.
It's like, come on. Haven't you guys figured out, you're scientists, haven't you figured out that if you emulate somebody to try and mock them, all you're doing is pointing out the fact that they're a threat to you. A food babe. Oh, well, I'm the science babe. What's going to happen tomorrow? We're going to read about Science Dawn instead of Super Dawn? Or how about the Science Ranger instead of the Health Ranger?
Yes.
It's like third grade strategy and tactic here. They're coming from these guys that are supposed to be brilliant minds, and it's really cracking me up. So I don't know. I think we might have to come out with the science wench. What do you think?
The science wench. That's
like
cute.
That. Science
yes, the science wench. I don't know what they'd call that science wench in Great Britain. The science wanker? No, that wouldn't be right. No, I'm just thinking British. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? They're all a bunch of science wankers. That's what they do on their lunch hour.
Yeah, exactly. So what are we going to do? I, as I say, I think that they're realizing, on some are realizing, the bad guys, we'd call them, are realizing that they've maybe bit off more than they could chew or pushed too hard. And then again, as we talk about blowback, it's blowing back in their face. And they're not liking it. They go, whoa, whoa, whoa. But they can't unring the bell. They can't put it back. The cat back in the bag, or whatever it is, or out of the bag.
You know what, there are too many people out there, people like me, who I don't necessarily have a dog in the fight in a lot of these different things that we talk about. I'm in it for the injustice. It's like, you know what, I don't care if that guy over there wants to do this type of modality or that type of modality. There are some of those out there I probably will never even try, but that's not what it's about for me. You know, it's the big guy picking on the little guy, and when I see that, I can't help it. I want it to pick up a club and give him a bump on the head. And that's just, I think there's a lot of people that are falling into that category where they're like, you know what, I don't necessarily really care all that much about homeopathy or vaccines. I'm kind of riding the fence. I really don't know. But you know what, dude, that's screwed up. You know, why are you, you know, trying to oppress these people over here? Can't we all just get along? And I think that's what they're realizing.
Yeah, well, they're realizing, maybe they're not realizing, but we are. There's too much aluminum and other heavy metals on the brains of these numbnuts. And there are a lot of good people that have it, too, but they're not necessarily going out to attack people for, you know, asking questions, for instance, about vaccines or questioning efficacy and safety, which if you read anything about, well, I don't know, the inserts, you would question. And of course, Elmo says, and then the Surgeon General Murthy says, why would they question? I don't know. Well, you're a dunderhead if you don't know. And if you don't question, you're even a more dangerous dunderhead than your Dougry indicates already. And aluminum? Aluminum? Come on, Dr. Offit. Really? You're going to go with this? Yeah. Dr. Offit says this about aluminum and pregnancy. Paul Offit, the guy that makes lots of money selling his dangerous intestinal vaccine, the rotavirus vaccine. Aluminum is considered to be an essential metal, with quantities fluctuating naturally during normal cellular activity. It is found in all tissues and is also believed to play an important role in the development of a healthy fetus. Believed to play, huh? This is something that was reviewed by Paul Offit in April of 2013. It's one of the slides in our friend Dr. Suzanne Humphrey's presentation about a lot of things related to the ludicrous nature of those who promote vaccines, the lack of nature. And then if you go further into this article, and it's over at Health Impact News, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There's, well, she's quoting some other studies, and there are many of them, talking about the danger of aluminum. In the peer-reviewed literature, oh yes, evidence-based, oh yes, Dr. Offit. While, and here's an interesting, they say whilst, this is Dr. Kawahara being quoted in 2011, whilst being environmentally abundant, okay, so that first statement acknowledges, okay, Offit wasn't lying about the ubiquitous nature of aluminum, like we talk about silver here. It's in a lot of things, recognized, acknowledged. But unlike silver, which has an acknowledged role to play, and we've referenced in the peer-reviewed literature what it can do, aluminum, we're scratching our heads on the statement by Offit, saying it's necessary for healthy fetal development. Back to the quote by Dr. Kawahara, aluminum is not essential for life. On the contrary, aluminum is a widely recognized neurotoxin that inhibits more than 200 biologically important functions and causes various adverse effects in plants, animals, and humans. So what is Offit going to do? Call him unscientific? Call him a crank, a quack? What do we expect is going to happen when one of his own, a research scientist, which Offit, I don't know, he's a doctor, but is he a research scientist, really?
Offit isn't going to call him a quack or a crank. I personally don't like the word quack. It's kind of like the F word for me. But
I know, I don't like using it. I just
honestly,
quoting them.
If anybody's going to fall into that definition, it would be Offit, because he is arguing against evidence-based science. He's arguing against the science, isn't he?
Well, that's the point of this, though. It's selective. And I don't mean selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs, which maybe Offit is on too. I don't know. But the link between aluminum and pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease, I mean, it's known. In the International Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, 2011, again, the integration of aluminum and amyloid cascade hypothesis. They've been talking about this for years, and suddenly off it's going, no, it's good for fetal development. Really?
It's good for you. It's vitamin A, right? Oh, no.
Yeah. Antibiotics, right?
Yes.
And the myelin sheath is the preferential target of aluminum-mediated oxidative damage. Damage to the cells. Again, another peer-reviewed, published piece of literature. And, of course, the distinction between ingesting aluminum, which is true, there's aluminum in a lot of things, like there is a lot of things in a lot of things. But when you eat them and they go through a healthy alimentary canal, they're typically bound by the microflora there and passed right on through. Or certain fibers, different foods we've talked about as well. But he doesn't make a distinction, as none of these numbnuts do, these pro-vaccinators, when they say, oh, a little bit of mercury is not going to hurt you, because it's not methyl, it's ethyl. It's not ethyl, it's methyl. It's an edsel. I don't know. But they try to confuse things. But they don't acknowledge that injecting something into the body is far different from ingesting it and the protective barrier with an intact epithelium. Of course, the problem with the vaccinations is there's evidence of damage to the epithelial tissue within the gut. Go back after the MMR and they find, oh my gosh, the measles strain that was in the MMR is being found in the guts of these children with iatrogenic enterocolitis, that is doctor-caused intestinal inflammation, and simultaneously, many of them showing or exhibiting signs of being in the autism spectrum. And Elmo and the Surgeon General still ask, why wouldn't everybody vaccinate? Gee, I don't know, Elmo. I don't know, Surgeon General Murthy. Maybe it's because they're reading the inserts to the vaccines. You want to take your damn vaccine? Give it to a Muppet. Don't give it to a real child. All right? We'll be back with Master Bong pretty soon after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it is 420, although I'm late to the party. Last year, we were at the Cannabis Cup in Denver. Super Don was there with me. We were celebrating. Yep. It was an amazing thing because it had fully gone legal then. A year later, we're not there, but our good friend, and I'm going to tell you who he is in just a moment, but let me just tell you this. It's time for our cannabis update. Hey! Yes, it's Master Bong! Back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Master Bong, how are you, my friend?
Doing most amazing, my friends. How are you guys doing?
Good. We miss you.
I miss you guys, too, man. It's 420. I wish you guys were hearing me right here, right now. We could be smoking on some most craziest, amazing joints that you've ever seen.
Either voluntarily or involuntarily, right?
See, I remember last year getting a little bit of a contact buzz just being in the hall when that 420 moment hit. So I'm sure it's just like that again.
Yeah, it's crazy out here. I mean, at 420 when it happened, I was smoking on a fatty, and everybody else around me was too. So there's plenty of contact, guys. If you didn't smoke, I feel sorry for you in here. You're going to get high. No, I don't. I feel amazing in here for you.
Listen, yeah, it was a bit dizzying. Hey, Master Bong, this year, of course, it's a year later with, you know, full-on legalization, more businesses coming into the fold, innovating and doing things. Is there anything that was super cool that you discovered this year in regards to the growth of the industry itself?
Growth of the industry as a whole or products specifically?
Well, I'd say either one because it's just kind of the news, the money is flowing in.
Yeah, I was going to say growth of the industry as a whole. I mean, I've learned about a few investors, and we're talking about like hundreds and like 150 million plus type investors. And when you hear about things like that directly from word of mouth people, you know, it means that there's for sure more attention on what's going on and more money being put into the industry and whoever's doing that, you know, that is to be found out and who what happens. But, yeah, there's some big players that I feel are coming in and taking aware of what's been happening in the game right now.
Well, and I know that the event there has been primarily to celebrate the recreational use, or, you know, just celebrating the plant in many ways. Is there still also an awareness of the whole medical side of helping the kids with seizures, with cancer, with all the things we've been talking about as well?
Oh, yeah. There's there's so many medical benefits and other benefits and things, breakthroughs that are happening every single day with that, on that aspect. As well as, I mean, and even with more money coming into it, now there'll be able to be more researches going on. There'll be able to people to do more studies and figure out how many more ways this plant can actually help and heal people's lives. And I mean, that's also a very important thing that will be coming along with everything with the development.
Right. And Master Bond, last year when we were there, of course, everybody's happy and friendly and nice. Same thing again, or has it become like a place of violence, right, when everybody's drinking together?
I mean, you know, it's just a complete place of violence. Everybody is fighting everywhere, sharing joints and bongs and giving away free product and blessing people with T-shirts and hats and patches and samples and this and that. You know, it's a crazy place to be. I don't know. You better watch out, ladies and gentlemen. If you love free stuff, great times, and right, amazing people, then, you know, definitely make sure you watch out for the cannabis stuff, because they're all over there.
So in other words, it's another happy celebration of people from all walks of life, backgrounds, ages, getting together and having a good time, but nobody's beating anybody up.
Nobody's beating anybody up. Oh, my God. I mean, are you serious? It's super peaceful. It's amazing. Okay. It's a great, great group of people, as always, getting together, like-mindedness, like attracts like, and there's a lot of like-minded people out here that like to have a good time. And, you know, partake and share in the most amazing conversations. I've met some very interesting people from all over the country and the world out here having the time of their lives and participating in 420 with all of us. So it's nice. Cool.
So we only got a minute left. Real quick here. You are known as the MacGyver of pot. So what is the latest thing that Master Bong has figured out to be able to use to make a pipe or a bong?
The latest thing that we just dropped the other day was the mother effing Lego bong. Lego bong.
Lego!
I want to say it's not Rick. Yeah, it's a Lego bong, but it's also a pendant. Like, you can wear it. It's a Lego bong you can wear.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, you know, everybody's on all this pendant game and all that shit. So, what I wanted to do was make sure that we had a pendant on. Oh, I didn't mean to cut. I'm going to cut. Sorry. that everybody's on. That's something that caters to what everybody likes, and so therefore we did the Lego bong.
All right, well, pendant, Master Bong,
Lego pendant bong.
Happy 420 day to you, and
happy 420 day to you guys.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us in the midst of the vapor that's going on over there.
Hey, but I made it through to get my call in.
All right, Master Bond, way to go, way to go, way to go. So we got Dr. Batar coming up next. We got Advanced Medicine, and we're going to get ready. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get some CBD on this break, and I'll be back nice and calm for you. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.